It's associated with the type of house one sees, houses or villages one sees in Cape Cod or, you know, in New England.
What about in Houston itself, small houses? You would say, oh, that's a such and such house.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you have a name for the type of housing where the buildings share a wall?
A duplex, right.
Suppose it were a whole street of these houses, though, that shared a common wall.
Row houses? Is that a row? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but now that kind of, yeah. Not very common down there.
Okay. And then the type of building that several families would live in, different units?
An apartment complex.
Okay. Does the word tenement mean anything to you?
It implies poor. Multiple dwelling, mm-hmm. Multiple family dwelling.
Would you call anything in Houston a tenement?
Sure. Again, associated with multiple apartment dwellings for blacks or poor sections, black sections or Mexican-American sections. Poor tenement housing, mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure, we'd say that.
Would you ever refer to anything as the project?
The project. I think I understand what you mean, but I don't think we'd refer to it as sort of a federal urban project or something, yeah.
You wouldn't use that. Okay. How about the building in which the residents each own their unit and they share the expenses of maintenance?
A condominium. Condominia. I would say condominia, of course. Townhouses.
Okay. Would you ever use condo?
No.
Okay. Do you have a name for an apartment that occupies an entire level of a building?
A flat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
Is this a normal thing in
Houston? I think so. I think people would understand that. I think so. A flat, yeah, usually.
They're built specifically so that there'd be one occupant on each floor?
Well, there are, I suppose, yeah. Of course, that the way you're describing it sounds like something that's much...
I never knew what it was till yesterday, if you're right.
Flat usually does not mean, is not usually used, better apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, so when I think of a flat, I think of a small apartment complex or a small apartment
mm-hmm.
building
mm-hmm.
in which an entire floor is just one... Some apartments down, you know, some very wealthy high-rise, perhaps one could occupy an entire floor, and one wouldn't call that a flat, one would call that a suite or something.
Mm, okay. And then what would you call the man who does the minor repairs in an apartment complex?
Maintenance man.
All right, and how about the man or woman who lives there and shows vacant apartments and maybe collects the rent?
The manager.
Okay. How about somebody who just does the cleaning?
You mean of the house?
In an apartment.
The maid.
Okay. Or if it's a man?
Probably call him maintenance.
Okay. Yeah, fine. How about now things that you would use to mow the lawn with?
Lawnmower?
Different types of them. The kind that has no sort of power that you have to manage yourself.
We would call them... Still say a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the other, we might say a power. No, I'd say a lawnmower in either case, and would go on to elaborate that it was a manual or something. Mm-hmm. But a lawnmower by itself would mean a gasoline driven.
All right. Suppose it's electric.
I would say an electric mower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything different if it's one of those self-propelling?
You mean one that you ride on?
No, I think, I don't know really anything about them, but you just guide them. You don't
what you mean. Yeah, what do we call that?